This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:47 in the evening, and we are moving on to our next story, which is about innovations in the way that we consume solar energy. This is because the Sustainable Energy Development Authority has just launched the pilot run for their new P2P energy trading initiative today.
And it's a way to incentivize the use of solar PV panels at home. So basically, if you have solar panels on your roof and you're producing excess energy, you can sell it to Tenaga Nasional and they will sell it to other consumers at a competitive rate. So what you can do is that you can get money back on your investment in solar panels, and at the same time, other people can get energy at a lower price.
Right. So this is something that we've been, circling around for quite some time whenever people have talked about solar technology and how we can use it, especially in the residential sense. There have always been a lot of questions. And in line with that, next week, actually, we're going to be doing a whole week focused on the cost of living in many ways. And it's going to be finishing up on Friday, where we're going to have two members of the Malaysian Photovoltaic Industry Association coming in to answer the very specific questions that you might have about how to implement this in your own household. So stay tuned for that.
Now we're crossing over to Rajiv Rishikaran, board member of the Sustainable Energy Development Authority. He's of course also the Bukit Gasing State Assemblyman. Rajiv, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hi, good to be back.
So could you run us through the mechanism of the P2P solar trading?
All right, so this is a scheme that is starting the pilot run now. And basically, let's take one step back. So we can put solar on our rooftops to generate electricity for our own consumption. And the government has previously introduced net energy metering, where the excess energy that you export can offset the energy that you buy during the night or during rainy periods when you don't generate solar. And so that's the net energy metering scheme that we already have in place today. The P2P is one step more advanced, and not many countries in the world have this, but this is opening up the marketplace where if you have excess energy, you can sell it to your neighbor, your friend, your relative, or someone across town to earn from the excess energy that you generate. So the convention is you can only buy power from TNB. That has changed to now you can generate your own power with solar panels on your roof. And now that's getting one step better. You can buy power from your friend. You can buy power from your colleague. You can buy power from your neighbor through this P2P scheme that we're launching. So the first step is definitely a pilot run that starts in November this year until June next year before it's opened up to the masses.
So right now, do we already have what you call prosumers, those who generate these excess energy? And also, who is eligible to participate and what's the cost to do so?
So for the pilot run, those who would like to participate should be those who are already on the net energy metering scheme. So those are generating and already exporting some of their excess to the grid. The limitation today is that if you export more to the grid than you consume from TNB, you don't earn from the extra. And so with this P2P, the extra that you export, you could instead sell it to your neighbor, sell it to your friend, and you could earn some money from that. So we are liberating the market in this sense because we are not controlling the price. Some of the participants who want to sell should be those who have solar panels installed and are on the net energy metering scheme today.
So would buying solar energy therefore be cheaper if you did have more people on the platform?
Oh, definitely, because I imagine that no one very few people will want to buy it if it's more expensive than your current electricity bill. So it already makes economic sense to sell energy at a price that's lower than TNB, and thus, for those who are interested in buying, there's an opportunity to not only be environmentally green, but also to earn some money, save some money in the process.
We're speaking with Rajiv Rishikaran, who is the board member of the Sustainable Energy Development Authority. We're talking about P2P solar trading. So if you have any questions, if you're curious about it, about how it's going to work, if you want to get involved, you can send those questions through. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Rajiv, could you talk us through how the pricing of the energy is calculated and how it will compare in pricing to TNB's electricity?
So PNB manages the grid, so we need to use the grid to transport the electricity from my house to your house. And for this pilot stage, TNB is imposing a low charge of 6.3 cents. So that will be the grid fee to use the grid in order to transport electricity from the seller's house to the buyer's property. So other than that, the rest of the price is really up to the buyer and seller. And we have seen people selling solar energy for between 25 to 35 cents in the marketplace today. So it is definitely lower than what you would pay in a shop lot or house where you're paying in excess of 50 cents a kilowatt hour to the energy today.
And do consumers get to select their preferred energy option and who they can buy it from? Like they can choose between TNB or their favorite neighbor?
Oh, yes. So if you're in the trial and you're a buyer in the trial, then yes, you can log on to the application. There's a trading application where you can choose who you want to buy from. So you may want to buy from the cheapest person, or you could want to buy from the auntie that you know. That is your choice. And as well as the platform lets you choose the prices and the person that you want to buy from. So it's liberating the market. I think this is something new for Malaysians. I mean, we're not used to it. Having choices, you know, if you go out for nasi lemak, you have so many choices. You can choose from whom you want to buy it, at what prices are you willing to pay for nasi lemak. But when it comes to electricity, we've always been accustomed that it's one price, it's one supplier, and that doesn't have to be the case anymore. And this is a game changer. So, you know, if once this pilot is done and this takes off, it opens up opportunity. You know, if you have roof space, you're installing solar for your own use, you could install a little extra and generate some income selling it to someone you know, or just by trading it on this open platform.
Let's talk a little bit about that lack of choice in the past, because that, of course, came from, you know, one supplier. Does TNB gain or lose from having the solar trading platform?
Well, it's TNB is still managing the grid, and the grid is still a huge chunk of the revenue and the profit for TNB. So I think most analysts in the business papers are not too worried about TNB's financial performance from this exercise. But TNB also has an opportunity to be a player, because TNB can also be a seller in this platform.
Will there be efforts to move completely away from TNB as a middleman in order to create a truly P2P system?
Well, there always will need to be someone to manage the grid. So whether it's TNB or whether in the future there's a change in ownership of the grid, there will be a company that has to own and manage the grid, because that's a shared thing. We can't have a million wires running all over the country from one house to another house. That just doesn't make physical or economical sense. So there will be one grid, but the open access to it, where A can sell to B, B can sell to C. That's the change that's coming. That's the change that we see in some other countries, and now it's coming to Malaysia. So we want to do this to encourage people to adopt green energy. Solar energy is a clean form of energy, and the more consumers do that, the more we can rely, the less we need to rely on coal and gas, which are environmentally not so friendly.
So we'll be the second country in ASEAN to initiate a P2P solar trading platform after Thailand. So what do we know about how it's being received so far in Thailand?
So Thailand is also in the pilot stage, where they've got a set of sellers and a set of buyers, and they are working out their kinks. And I hope that we can work out our kinks, our technical things during the trial period faster, and we can launch full scale quicker than Thailand next year.
We have a message from a listener that I just thought you might like to answer, and it came from Pong, who wants to know, this is such great news, but for those who live in condos, can they benefit from it?
Yes, this is exactly beneficial to people who are unable to generate the solar electricity themselves. Now, if you don't have roof and you don't have space to put solar panels, you can buy solar energy from someone who does have excess roof space and excess solar energy. So for those for the net energy metering scheme that has been in place, and for those who subscribe to it, those were people who had roof spaces. And now those living in condos who did not have that roof space can purchase some of the solar energy and live green through this P2P scheme.
What was the process like to get this project up and running here in Malaysia?
Well, it had its set of challenges, and I must give credit to SEDA for pushing this through, because there's a lot of, you know, when you change the status quo, there'll be parties who are concerned about how that impacts stability of the grid or how that impacts processes within TNB. But I must give credit to all the parties in Energy Commission, TNB, and SEDA for managing to overcome this for us to get started in this trial. So this afternoon was a very happy moment for me to see this being launched by the Minister Yobin, and it's definitely a step in the right direction, not just environmentally, but also to democratize access to electricity. So you now have a choice. In this trial period, there may be a few players, while SEDA understands the difficulties and irons out any problems that may arise. But when this goes full scale, as a consumer, you may have 1,000 or maybe 10,000 choices of sources of where you'd like to buy electricity from. You could choose to buy electricity from an Orang Asli kampung that's generating from off-river mini hydro project, and you may choose to support them by buying their electricity, or you may choose to buy it from your neighbor down the road, or you may choose to buy it from your grandma across town. And this democratization is wonderful in complementing the efforts to be green. So I think this is only good for Malaysia. And it's, in fact, an example to the other countries in the world, as we are now starting to become one of the leading countries democratizing access to electricity and pushing for green energy in the world.
And Rajiv, we have just about a half a minute left. How can people get involved?
So for those who would like to be involved in the trial period, just contact SEDA. You can Google up seda.gov.my. Let them know if you want to be a buyer or you want to be a prosumer, a seller. And because you don't have time, they'll on the radio now, they'll go through with you the details of what you need to sign up.
Beautiful. Rajiv, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
My pleasure.
You just heard from Rajiv Rishikaran, board member of the Sustainable Energy Development Authority, which you can Google again if you're interested in getting involved with this. That's seda.gov. He's also the State Assemblyman for Bukit Gasing. We're going to be deep diving into solar energy, especially for residential properties, next Friday. So send your questions through today, but you can also hold on to it till then. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.